going on down there?
I'm here at BotCon 2014 once again, and I am talking to Jonathan from the Loyal Subjects.
What's up?
I've been a fan of your guys' t-shirts for a while.
Right on.
And I distinctly recall the time when I saw these Transformers art vinyls appearing on the news sites and seeing Loyal Subjects and thinking, I thought I got a t-shirt from those guys.
What's sweet, thank you.
Branching out? What is all this? So you guys have two series of Transformers action vinyls coming out. And,
correct.
It seems like a very particular phrasing for these.
We are basically developing our own category, which is action vinyls. You know, we have a footprint of, or a spirit of designer vinyl toys, but we're infusing it with these great properties, and in these properties there's a lot of action. So we decided to make some of, obviously, Series 2, the second wave of Transformers, a little bit more poseable, a little bit more kinetic. We added sound. We added ball and socket joints at each of the connectors. You can kind of Frankenstein your own Transformers because they are ball and socket versus ball and pin. Yeah. We did it so it is interchangeable, be a little bit more interactive for the fans. You know, we can't make them transform, obviously. So that's about as good as we can get. But we think we got a... I think we nailed it. And, you know, I think everybody's going to have a lot of fun with these.
It's really cool seeing Series 2 in person. I haven't had the chance to see them in person until I came by your booth here.
Yeah.
And I'd seen Series 1 around, and yeah. You know, it reminded me a lot of the classic art vinyl. They got a lot of beef to them.
Yeah, they're blocky. They're definitely blocky. You know, squished, kawaii, you know, all those great elements going from Lego to Key Bear to, you know, Kubrick.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way down the line, so.
But seeing, like, the push to add, like, to squeeze more engineering into them in Series
sure.
2 is
yeah.
what kind of caught me even harder. I heard about this first from a fellow named Phil Reed, who, you know,
sure.
runs
we love
some,
Phil.
Some website, I don't know. But he was talking to me last New York Comic Con about what Series 2 looked like and what it sounded like.
Yeah.
He mentioned to me that you guys have worked speech into at least one of these figures.
Optimus Prime has 9 seconds of phrases. It's basically three-second phrases.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a talk button on the side of his body, and you press it, and you get to hear what he says.
Was that tricky to work in? Like, I've never seen electronics mixed in with... You know, full vinyl before my own time.
You know, I think it's kind of our identity. It's what's separating us, you know. I think from some of the other vinyl idea or vinyl spirit, we are trying to make this a little bit more Indian in the cupboard, if you will. You know, interactive, kinetic, more fun for the customer, more engaging for the customer. So,
yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Transformers is such a dynamic brand. And there's a lot of movement with Transformers. I mean, they are transforming robots. So we had to kind of step up our game, figure out these elements that we could push into our product without, you know, raising the cost, actually. You know, they're the same price points all the way across the board.
Yeah.
And sort of have that transforming engagement without it transforming. And,
well,
and that's kind
motion,
of where
right?
we came.
Yeah, yeah. I've been not huge into the collectible art vinyl scene, but I kind of got pulled sideways into indie toys via lines like Matt Dowdy's Glios and a lot of the related lines.
Sure.
And there's some vinyl stuff in there, and it was my first experience with vinyl for play.
Sure.
Dedicated to moving vinyl vinyl.
Yeah.
And so Series 2 is really engaging my taste because I'm seeing a very similar... You know, it's its own track, but it's giving me that same vibe of, like, we're going to work with vinyl, but we're going to figure out how to make vinyl playable.
That's exactly right.
And vinyl, for people who haven't messed with it, has such an interesting, unique feel when it's moving on itself.
Sure. Well, I mean, vinyls, it's kind of an archaic toy form, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's just big bronze molds and filled and pulled. And it's all done by hand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really, like, handcrafted idea. You know, we wanted still to incorporate that look and feel of vinyl because it does have a certain expectation, A, with the audience. It does have a unique feel.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny because it's actually the exact opposite. It's harder to work You know, it's harder to connect the pieces.
Yeah.
It's harder to move the pieces. So there's a lot of challenges in putting vinyl together in that sort of more kinetic way.
Yeah.
So it's unique. It's a unique form, you know.
And once it locks together, it's just that, like, the vinyl slide is what I call it.
Yeah,
you get vinyl moving on vinyl. It makes me look at, you know, vinyl being worked with on, you know, a license level like this.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know it's way, like, this is stratosphere level, like, talk now, but it's like feeling one of the posable figures you guys have. I'm just sitting there going, like, I hope at some point, somehow, we can have someone just try the experiment of we're going to do a vinyl transforming piece.
Yeah.
Just to get that whisk.
You know, I think it's a little too hard to do that. I don't think the form, the structure itself, it doesn't have that durability that ABS or diecast or PVC has. You know, definitely not even PVC.
Right? Yeah.
ABS and diecast for the most part, which has that durability. It's able to slide in places and lock. Vinyl's never going to be that.
You know,
it doesn't have the structural integrity to do that. So you're definitely only ever going to see it in those forms for it to work properly.
Yeah.
You can probably do it in vinyl, but most of it will be scrapped.
I'd be thinking like nothing but swivel.
That's about all you could get. You could get, you know, ball joints, ball and socket, swivel, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, even if you go ball and pin, you need PVC or ABS, you know, to get that joint tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys,
that's a lot of like industry, like engineering stuff.
Oh, I love that stuff. That's why, like I said before, that's why I really like seeing someone pushing a boundary, like with your series too.
Yeah, we wanted to keep it cool. We wanted to keep the form intact of the spirit of that sort of vinyl collectible, you know, and introduce these sort of new features, which I think we've got part of the secrets to the puzzle. I think we're still improving our product.
Yeah.
We're still looking at new ideas. We're still learning about, you know, how to build a better product. So I think the next 5 years for the Loyal Subjects is pretty dynamic, and it's going to be fun.
I don't know if you can talk future in full, but any ideas on things you guys are thinking of doing to further push this, like in a Series 3?
You know, sound and movement's a big deal to us right now.
Yeah.
So even beyond that, maybe things are a little bit more interactive, like data points on your box. So we're looking at augmented reality.
Yeah.
We're looking at 4D. We're looking in the mobile space a little bit.
Any kind of toys to life stuff or RFID stuff?
In the 4D stuff. We are looking, like I said, we're pretty knee deep in our approach to augmented reality right now.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to be seeing a lot of that coming from us as well, intertwined with the properties that we already have.
Cool. I mean, to see like an aim to have growth every year is also something I really love to see out of any company.
We're looking we're looking for innovation. We're looking to improve. You know, we are who we are at this moment, but each day is a new day. We find out better ways to improve our product, you know, more dynamic ways to design our product, you know, more engaging ways to bring that product out to you guys you guys feel connected with the product. So it's all a work in progress, you know?
Yeah. And on the vinyl end, like a lot of this we're talking about is the Transformer stuff you've got out here. But you guys do things with other licenses as well, right? Like the G.I. Joe.
We have, for the Hasbro, we have G.I. Joe. We have Mr. Potato Head. We're in the works right now with Hasbro expanding that profile, bringing in some more properties. And, you know, there's some big news coming in the next couple months. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the other main question I've got is, because you guys are licensing the Transformers IP, right?
Yeah.
What's that experience like? Because there's, like, in the realm of things that one could call, like, toys, you know, figures, the vinyls, there isn't as much of that as there is, like, licensed clothing and other kind of merchandise.
Well, it's easier to print things. It's a little bit more cost effective to print, too, than it is to, you know, build an entire product, tool it, you know, produce it, ship it, distribute it. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts in that idea, you know, so.
How is Hasbro in this relationship? Like, are they easy to work with?
Hasbro's amazing, you know. We can't ask for a better brand partner. They've been very supportive of our efforts. You know, they've been very open-minded to what we bring to the table. At the same time, you know, our fondness of Hasbro is through the roof. We only wanted to complement the property. We didn't want to, we didn't want to disrupt the property. It's really our approach to Transformers. We know what the legacy of that brand is and the fanship around the brand. So we wanted to be an accent to it, you know, really a compliment to it, if anything.
Yeah.
And I think we, you know, they see our approach as doing so. And it's, I think it's been successful for on both sides. And I think it's exciting. There's a lot more to come. So
great. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys do next. Like I said, the jump from the aesthetic of Series 1 to Series 2 was a real eye-opener for me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. If you really look at it, the series, the waves are really the same. You know, it's like,
oh, yeah,
like,
oh,
if,
yeah,
you pull it, if you pull them out, we did, like I said, we added more articulation, more sound, textures. Like, there's chest plates and back plates.
Yeah.
On side swipe. You know, there's plug-in wing plates for and plug-in vent plates. Like, the first Seekers that we did didn't have the ventilators.
Yeah.
Now, you know, all the cone heads actually have the ventilators and the plug-in wings. So, and that really just comes from doing the first series and then looking at it and going, okay, what did we miss? Like, what could we do better? And so each time we kind of get into that room, you know, me with the designers, and then going back to our team, our engineering team over in Hong Kong, and saying, how can we add more features? How can we make the product more dynamic? How can we improve the product? So each new thing, we come with a new improvement, and that usually ends up being a feature.
Yeah.
So it's like there are all these new features on Series 2, and I think Series 3 is going to have a lot of new features too, incorporating like light LED.
Oh, that would be great.
There's going to be textures, there's going to be more sound, you know. So we're excited.
Any chance of soft goods anywhere where they might fit in?
You know, we're not like the plush kings, you know, we kind of leave those to those guys like Ty and, you know, the people that just do it amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we're more on the collectible side, you know, and really pushing this category action vinyls, you know, it's our own trademark.
I'd love to see it grow. I mean, like, I love the phrase action vinyl because it's one of those transitory things that takes the, you know, the art toy aesthetic, like that, the aesthetic of the scene, and sort of makes it more accessible.
Sure.
It gets rid of some of the veneer of, like, you know, the mystique.
Yeah, and I think that's our approach. Like, we are not a velvet rope company. You know, it's like, I'm an artist. We've worked with tons of artists. You know, I'm talking from fine art all the way down to pop, you know, pop surrealism and graffiti art and beyond, you know?
Yeah.
But we never had a velvet rope approach. Like, this product's too cool for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been that we understand what the base is. We understand that the fanship is what drives it. And so we want to make product that's open to everybody. And like I said, and something that, you know, it's a responsibility of curating a segment of the Transformers IP, which is, you know, is amazing and sort of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
We get to do that. And we really are looking to complement the IP. If anything, you know, because we know how important this IP is to the customers, and especially here at BotCon, these are the diehards. So,
and what you're doing really, it takes the word toy and gives it a capital T.
Totally,
it doesn't take you, oh, and they're toys.
Exactly.
Which is what kind of get me away from art vinyl for so long.
Sometimes there could be an exclusivity, you know, we're more in the democracy that we create product for people.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's our approach.
And like I said, the growth that I see here and the growth that you're pushing for, this kind of collectible figure, it seems like it's so easy to create an aesthetic and then say, all right, we have our aesthetic, now let's just make the character lineups. So
sure.
I'm so glad to see and to hear that it's more a case of, all right, what do we do to top the last one?
That's how we approach it all. You know, it's like I said, every day, what I always say in business, we know what we know today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be something entirely different. That's true with product design, product engineering. And each day we find something new. Go, okay, we really need to improve this.
You know?
We want to blow minds. We just don't want to be passive on a shelf. We want to sort of blow minds and open that world up and make that feel dynamic and interactive. And that's sort of our approach right now.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for your time. The last two questions I've got, or actually,
sure.
I just answered one. I was going to ask if the Series 2 aesthetic was going to go big, but I'm seeing the design on the Shockwave.
Yeah, we do 8 inches as part of our portfolio, you know, as our product line. The 8 inches are a little bit less in volume. They're definitely for the collector. for the guys that really love these characters and really want to collect. But we love those big sort of like, you know, large, small variations. You know, it's fun to put the 8-inch Optimus Prime against the 3-inch Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
You know? Now we have the 5.5-inch Optimus Prime and Grimlock that are exclusive to Hot Topic. We also have the 3-inch Grimlock with the dino parts and Snarl and Blue Streak, also exclusive to Hot Topic now.
Yeah.
So I think we're percolating the product out in some... with some great retail partners and some great size categories that kind of fit everybody's, you know, aesthetic wants and needs.
Yeah. All right. Well, just to close this up, I'll throw down a real humdinger of a question. That Phil Reed guy, how much does he do?
A lot. He does a lot.
Jiminy Cricket, man. I mean, like, everywhere I go.
He's an overachiever. I feel like I do a lot, but I think Phil's got me beat, man.
Yeah, man. Battle Grip and Steve Jackson.
I know.
And it's not enough.
Steve Jackson's a pretty sizable company.
I'm going to go kickstart a book, too.
Yeah. He's a dynamic guy, man.
I don't know. It's always cool to meet someone else who knows Phil, because it's like, all right, we'll just add this to the Phil Reed web.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very dynamic, you know. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Well, thanks so much for your time.
Right on. Thank you.
Hope you have a good rest of the show. We're nearing the end here, but a couple hours left to go.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks.
What the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.